Well, good morning, folks. You can be turning to 1 Samuel, please. 1 Samuel 17. It's good to see you here today. We're going to look today at a very familiar story. This story is one that, if you know anything about the Bible, you know this story about David and Goliath. And so this story is found in 1 Samuel 17. Now, this is a narrative story. So what I want you to do is just keep your Bible open to 1 Samuel 17, because we'll be in this chapter and talking about the events of this chapter. Of course, the main character of the Bible is Jesus Christ. He is the main emphasis, the main teaching, the main thrust of the Bible is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. However, second to Jesus is another character that is mentioned many, many times in the Bible, and that is David, the shepherd boy, who became the king of Israel. So in this story today, David really comes on the scene. If you remember, Saul had been rejected as king of Israel. And God told Samuel the prophet that I want you to go to the house of Jesse, and I have a young man there who I want you to anoint to be king. Jesse had five sons. The youngest of his sons was a boy by the name of David. Red-headed, freckle-faced, 17-year-old boy who Samuel anointed that day to be king over Israel. And then you come to 1 Samuel 17. And in 1 Samuel 17, we are introduced to this young man by the name of David. This is his battle with the giant Goliath. This morning, I'm going to be talking about a stone's throw away. What we're going to find from this story today is that the victories over the giants in our life are just a stone's throw away when we put our faith and we put our trust in God. Life has many battles. What you're going to find in life and what you've experienced and I've experienced is the fact that there are many things in life. There's battles, there's threats, there's struggles, there's setbacks that we all face that are bigger than we are. But here's the point. They may be giants, but they're not bigger than God. David faced a giant in his life. The giant's name was Goliath. Now, I want to read some scripture, and then we'll get into the story from 1 Samuel 17. Look at 1 Samuel 17, and, well, let's begin at verse 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with the sword and spear. And here's one of the key statements in this chapter. For the battle is the Lord's. That's a key statement. And He will give you into our hands. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and I would add with God, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of his sheath, and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Drop down to verse 54. And David took the head of the Philistine, the giant Goliath, and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. Someone said that courage is doing what we're afraid to do. Someone has said courage is fear that has said its prayer. Another person said courage is fear that holds on one more minute. I'm going to share with you three truths today. And this is just a very simple message. But I hope that these truths will find a place in your heart. Because we all face giants in life. I don't know what your giants may be. I know what mine are. I know what causes fear in my heart and you know, things that bother me. But I don't know what your giants are. But regardless of what the giant is, I do know who God is. And I know who helps us. And I know where our strength comes to win in the battles of life. This is a great battle that's taking place here. You had the Philistines on one mountain. You had Israel on another mountain. Between the two mountains was a valley. So first of all, what does it take to face Goliath? Number one, it's going to take courage. The courage to step up to the fight. Here you see a young man by the name of David who had that kind of courage. The courage to step up to the fight. Now the one leading the battle should have been King Saul. But where was he? He was in his tent hiding. Where were the great military leaders of Israel? They were not out there in that valley to face Goliath. But there appeared on the scene a young man by the name of David who had the courage to face Goliath. You know what I've found in life? My biggest problem, our problems, is not necessarily the problem or problems. But the biggest giant or the biggest problem in my life is the giant that I will not face. The problem that I will not face. The struggle that I will not face. And so here's a man who gives us an example of how to face the giants and the battles in our life. First of all, we've got to face it. So what did he do? He came to this valley. He came with food from his father to bring to three of his brothers who were in the army of Israel. And here's where you see, really, I think, where, you know, the battle really is won here with David. Because in this story, what you find is that Eliab was the firstborn of Jesse. So in verse 13, he would be the oldest boy of Jesse. Verse 14 says that David was the youngest. And so they'd been going back and forth between these two mountains, Goliath coming down to the valley for about 40 days. Goliath, the great champion of the Philistines, stepping out saying, "Send me a man." Now this was customary in that day for battles to be fought that way. The Philistines would send out their champion, Israel would send out their champion, and whoever won, you know, between the two champions, then the whole army or nation would receive the victory. So something very common. But I really do believe that where this battle was won in the heart of David was in verse 28 when you pick up the story here. The Bible says, "Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the man, and Elab's anger was aroused against David, his younger brother, and said, "Why did you come down here? With whom have you left those two sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride. I know what's in your heart. Why have you come down here to this battle?" Verse 29, "And David said, 'What have I done now? Is there not a cause?'" Here's a young man who knew how to control his spirit. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that a man who can control his spirit or control his temper is greater than a man who takes a city. Why is that? Because it's an example of wisdom. This is what courage is all about. Knowing that we do not face the battles of life on our own, but with God's strength and God's help, we can face those battles. How did David control his spirit? How was it that he didn't lash out at his brother? Why was it that he was able to control his temper at this point? Because he knew where his strength came from. It was from God. He knew God had sent him there. And so that says a lot to me about David and where the battle was won. Is there not a cause? And certainly there is. And so what Saul the king says with this, he said, "David, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put on my armor." The Bible says David put on King Saul's armor, and then he just took it off, and he says, "I can't wear that." But what he did was to take his sling and to take his staff, and he went into battle. The armor that God had given him. We face the battles of life with the armor that God has given us. His Word, His promises, His truth, His Spirit is how we face the battles of life. It takes courage to do that. David knew where his strength came from. David knew that he wasn't facing the giant on his own. And so courage is not the absence of fear. It is determination that if we ask God for help in spite of our fear, God will help us. It is knowing that the strength we have comes in the belief of no matter what giant, no matter what battle, no matter what struggle we face in life, that God is a sovereign God, that He's in control. Where do you need courage in your life? David needed courage. He found that courage in the Lord. The Bible tells us that Goliath was about 10 feet tall. The vest that he wore would have weighed around 200 pounds. At the end of the spear that Goliath carried, the tip of that spear weighed 25 pounds. And so for 40 days, they're going back and forth. What's the significance of 40 days in the Bible? The number 40 is the number of trial in the Bible. A time of testing, a time of trial. It rained for 40 days. You remember Noah's Ark? Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days. 40 days is a number of trials, so you got this going on. It took courage. Number two, it took something else. It took confidence for him to step out for the fight. Where did this confidence come from? Where did David get the confidence, to face what's going on here? Well, if you look at the story here, I think it's pretty obvious where the confidence came from. Look at verse 34. But David said to Saul, "Your servant," speaking of himself, David, "used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear." What is that? Well, he's going back. Verse 37, listen to this. David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." You know what he's doing? He's remembering what God had done for him in the past. You know what that is? That's confidence. That's confidence in the promise of God. It's confidence to know that if God gave me victory over the bear and God gave me victory over the lion, then God will give me victory over this giant that I'm facing, Goliath. Where's your confidence today? Can you look back on the prayers that God has answered? Can you look back in your life and see where God's strength was proven to you? Where God answered those prayers and the many times that God has helped you in the battles of life? Well, you see it right here. The king Saul came up with this plan. Here's was his plan. He said, "What I'll do, if I can find a champion to go out and face Goliath," he says, "what I'm going to do is give you a lot of wealth," and he made a lot of promises here, and David wasn't interested in all that. David was interested in going out there and facing this giant because he was tired of hearing Goliath profane the name of God. There's a story that's told about this rich man. He had a daughter. He had a hard time getting this daughter married. You could say probably she wasn't easy on the eyes, kind of like me. I mean, he just had a problem. And so here's what he did. He got 100 of men in his kingdom, and they were handsome and strong, and he brought them in. And he says, "For the one who marries my daughter, I will give you half of my wealth. For the one who marries my daughter," he says, "what I'll do," he said, "I'll bestow upon you the throne when I'm through. I'll give you land. I'll give you whatever you want." It got quiet. They were standing at this swimming pool. He said, "Here's the condition. I have filled this pool full of alligators. What you've got to do in order to marry my daughter, you've got to swim across this pool." It got quiet. The disturbance was finally broken with a big splash. And this one man, he went across the pool and he got out on the other end. And the king went to him and said, "Well, I guess you won't have the kingdom." He said, "No." He said, "I guess you won't have my wealth." He said, "No." He said, "I guess you want my daughter's hand in marriage." He said, "No." He said, "Well, what do you want?" He said, "I want to know who pushed me in." That's not courage, okay? David found his courage in what God had done for him in the past. That's where the courage came from. David remembered what God had done for him. And he knew what God did for him in the past, God would do for him in the present. Now, what's the truth? What's the lesson here? Well, we turn our problems over to the Lord. And when the giant in my life, when I give that to God, then that problem, that struggle, that giant becomes a possibility in the hands of God. David found the courage to do that. Number three. The third word is commitment. David made the commitment to step up to the fight. Now, I read this, but I don't know if you picked up on it or not, but I want you to see it in verse 48. David hurried. Do you see that? David ran toward the army to meet Goliath. David was committed to this battle. David was committed to this fight. So here's the giant. He believed God would take care of it. The battle was the Lord's. He's running in this battle because David knew this. David knew that, you know, in his own strength, he couldn't kill the giant, but he knew this. He knew God could. In the story, we're told that from the brook, that David picked up 5 smooth stones. Now, I didn't know this till I studied for this message this morning, but W.A. Criswell, who's in heaven now, but Dr. Criswell said that geologically speaking, with geologists, that they have proven that all the stones found in this brook, even today, are round and smooth. He went over there on a Holy Land trip. Dr. Criswell said, I just wanted to see if that was true or not. And sure enough, he says, when I went there and I looked at the stones in that brook, he said every one of them was round and smooth. And he brought 2 of them back. And every time he preached from this story here, you know what he did? He would show the congregation 2 stones that he took from that brook. The preachers say this, that the reason David took 5 stones is because Goliath had 4 brothers. He didn't take 5 stones because he was afraid he was going to miss. But he went out there with the commitment, with a sling, with a stone in that sling, and centered that into the forehead of that giant. And the giant fell. David became the great champion that day, the champion of the Philistines, was defeated. David took a sword and cut off Goliath's head. By the time he got to Jerusalem with it, it was probably a skull. Yeah, really. But you know what that was? That became a trophy of God's strength, of God's grace, and God's power. The armor that he placed in his tent became a trophy of God's grace and strength and his faith. Someone said it this way, that courage is a quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to meet danger and death, or face opposition, or the challenges of life with fearlessness, calmness, and firmness. I like that. God will give us the courage we need. God will give us the conviction we need. He'll give us the commitment we need. He'll take care of all that. The confidence, God will do all that. But you see, here's the thing. Before David ever faced the big giant in his life, he had to face the small things. And if God can take care of the lion, and God can take care of the bear, then God can take care of the bigger thing. Do you see the spiritual truth here? This is a narrative story in the Bible. What's this story saying to us today? It's saying to us that the same God that David put his trust in is the same God that we put our trust in when we face the giants of life. Psalm 56:3. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Two more times in that chapter, the psalmist says, I will trust in God. What are you afraid of this morning? What is your giant? What's causing you fear today? Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and rescued me from all my fears. God's way is not our way. We may want to face the giant our way, but I'm telling you, we need to face the giant God's way. It didn't make sense with a sling and a stone, but that was God's way. Zechariah 4:6. Not by might, not by power, but my spirit, says the Lord. Where does the victory over the giants come from? Not our strength, but God's strength. And so we trust in Him, and we put our faith in Him. I'll give you this line, you may recognize it. My strength is as a strength of 10. Because my heart is pure. That's from the first stanza. The poet Alfred Lord Tennyson. If you've ever read about the Holy Grail, Sir Galahad and the Holy Grail, that's from that. Mine is the strength of 10 because my heart is pure. Here's a young man who had a pure heart. Here's a young man in the Bible by the name of David who went out and faced the giant Goliath. And because he recognized that the battle's not mine, it's the Lord's, then God gave him a great victory. Let me ask you, what battle do you need to give to Him this morning? What struggle do you need to trust Him with? What is the opposition in your life? What's the threat in your life? What's the fear you're facing today? You do not have to face that fear alone. Why? Because we have a God who can give us the victory over the giants of life. Life can be fearful at times. There's a lot of uncertainty in life. But I know this. We have a God that we can trust with the uncertainties of life. We have a God that we can trust with the fears of life. we have a God who says, the battle is not yours, but the battle is mine. Could be that there's someone here today who you've been trying to work all this out on your own and in your own way. God has a way. God's way is the cross. God's way to heaven is Jesus Christ. That is God's way. You've been fighting the battle. You've been going through the struggle. Why not come to Him today? Trust Him. Put your faith in Him. Ask Him to come into your life and be your Savior. I mean, settle that today. Settle that battle today. You see, represented on one side of the mountain, what Goliath represented was Satan. What David represented was God. In that valley, there is a battle. Which way are we going to go? We're going to go Satan's way or God's way? You may be in that valley today. And you've been thinking for a long time, I really need to do something about my relationship with the Lord and establish a spiritual base in my life. If you're in that valley of decision today, trust Christ. As believers today, here it is again. The same God that gave David the victory in his life is the same God that will give you victory over whatever's causing fear in your heart today. Trust Him with it. Turn it over to Him and praise Him for the victory in advance. Let's stand for our prayer. Lord, thank You today for this great story from the Bible. This is a very simple story, but it has so many applications to us today. And Lord, we know that life is full of battles. We know that in life there's a lot of struggles. We know that we face giants in our lives along the way. But we also know this, that the courage to face those giants come from You. That the confidence we need to face the giant is based on Your promises. It's based on Your answer to prayer in the past, Your power in the past, Your goodness in the past. We know today that there needs to be a commitment. There has to be a commitment on our part to turn it all over to You. Lord, I pray for those in the valley of decision today. Those who need to make a step today to say yes to Jesus Christ. To establish a spiritual base in their heart and life. I pray that they would come today. I pray that they would ask Jesus Christ to come in their life and be their Savior. Father, for believers today, I pray that You would give strength, encouragement, and power to those who are facing giants this morning. Lord, it could be anything. It could be a marriage. It could be financial setback. It could be a relationship. It could be challenges. It could be threats. False accusations, or it could be anything. I pray that we'd bring those to You and leave them at Your feet this morning, trusting You for the victory. In Your name we pray. Amen.